Welcome to the Discipleship and Spiritual Development class at G2G Ministries. This lesson is the Word of God. Our foundation scriptures come from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17 out of the Amplified Translation. Every scripture is God-breathed, given by His inspiration, and profitable for instruction, for reproof, and conviction of sin, for correction of error and discipline in obedience, and for training in righteousness and holy living and conformity to God's will in thought, purpose, and action, so that the man of God may be complete and proficient, well-fitted, and thoroughly equipped for every good work. Our second foundation scripture comes from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 out of the Amplified Version. For the word
of God
that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it
God
active,
is
operative,
full of
energizing, and effective.
Active,
it is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, soul and the immortal spirit, and the joints and marrow of the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart.
The very thoughts and purposes
what
of the
is
heart.
The Word of God? There are
what
two Greek words that express the Word of God.
There are two Greek words that express
the first Greek word comes from the Greek word logos, a word,
the Greek word,
the written form of what someone has said, what is declared and expressed of thought.
What is declared
and the second word is rhema, that which is or has been uttered or spoken by a living voice, a thing spoken of, word or saying, John chapter 1.
Word or saying.
The Old Testament and New Testaments are written logos, word of God, given by divine inspiration through holy men of God who spoke and wrote as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. The Word of God is God. It's living, powerful, infallible, and was manifested in the flesh through Jesus Christ.
Spoke and wrote
as
they were
as you're reading along, you can see all of the references.
The Word of God,
John chapter 1, verse 1,
is living,
14,
powerful,
Hebrews chapter 4 and 12,
and was manifested in the flesh through Jesus Christ.
How do you study the Word of God?
As you're reading along, you can see all of the reference scriptures.
There's Bible interpretation.
John chapter 1, verse 1 and 14,
what does the passage mean?
Hebrews chapter 4.
It is important to keep in mind there is only one interpretation of to a passage. Because of this, it is crucial to be meticulous in one's study while at the same time remaining humble and willing to adjust your interpretation as your understanding of Scripture grows.
Because of this, it is crucial.
The science of Bible interpretation and the study of
the
principles it involves is called hermeneutics, not to be confused with homiletics, which is the science of preaching. The application of these principles in the study of the Bible is called exegesis.
That involved is called
teaching others Bible interpretation arrived at,
which
is called exposition.
The application of these
teachers
in the
of the Word of God use
exegesis.
Hermeneutics to exegete
teaching
Scripture in order to present expository
is
lessons.
Called exposition.
When examining these principles, remember
the Word of God,
the primary purpose of Bible interpretation is to discover what the authors meant by what they said
lessons.
And to guard against trying
when
to make the Bible say what we want it to say.
The primary
to ensure the accuracy of our interpretation
is to discover
explore the following
what the
principles
meant
when
by
interpreting
what they said.
Scripture.
And to guard against trying to make the Bible say what we want
first
to
off,
say.
Always
to ensure the accuracy of our
in light of its context.
Explore the following principles.
Interpret a passage in relation to the verses before and after it. The word context
first off,
means
always
with,
interpret
the text.
In light
failure
of its
to follow this principle will result in erroneous interpretations
in relation to the
since the meaning of the words are always
the word
linked to their
context.
For example, did you know that the Bible
the
states
text.
There is no God?
Failure
Psalms chapter 14, verse 1.
Will result in erroneous
but a study of this statement's context
the
shows
the
that the fool says in his heart, there
For example,
is no God.
Did you know that the Bible states
context
there is no
can
God?
Make a big
Psalms
difference.
14, verse 1.
But how much of a passage
but
context
a study of this
should we examine?
Context shows that
the answer is,
the
as much as you're able,
says in his heart,
for the more of
no
the context
God.
You know,
context
the less chance
a big
of an erroneous
difference.
Interpretation
how much
of the
of a passage.
Passage.
Context
at minimum, you want to read the verses
the is,
prior
as
to and
as
after
able.
The passage you're studying.
For the more of the context you
for
know,
better interpretation, you want to read the entire chapter in which
the passage
is found.
Passage.
for an even better interpretation, you want to read the entire
book
in which the passage is found.
The passage
and the best interpretation to prevent erroneous interpretation
the entire chapter is to read the entire Bible. Or an even better interpretation, you want to read the entire book.
Interpret Scripture by Scripture.
Which the passage is found.
This principle is related
interpretation
to the first and states that all interpretations of Scripture must correlate with the teaching of the Bible as a whole.
Interpret Scripture.
It also means that whenever Scripture interprets another Scripture, that interpretation is correct.
All interpretations of Scripture.
When interpreting any passage, first see if the Bible already contains an interpretation.
It also means that whenever Scripture interprets
an example is Jesus explains the parable
correct.
Of the sower.
So there's no need to try to understand
passage,
it.
When
first see if the Bible
explained.
Already contains
that's found in Mark
interpretation
chapter 4, verses 2
of that
20.
Passage. An example is
next you want
Jesus
to interpret according
the
to the proper definitions of the words.
No need to try to understand it when he
a correct understanding
explained.
Of a scripture passage
Mark,
begins with a correct understanding of the words that make up that passage.
Next you want to interpret
this can be done in various
to the
ways.
Proper definitions of the words.
You have a Bible dictionary. This is especially useful in providing definitions specific to biblical
words that make up that passage.
Strong's Concordance also includes brief definitions of Greek, Hebrew, and Aramaic words.
This is especially useful
in providing definitions that will enable you to work with the original languages of Scripture.
Strong's Concordance
also includes
many
brief resources online that you can also use. And if possible, take a class in Greek or Hebrew to familiarize yourself with the original languages.
Also, there are
next in interpreting according to proper definitions of the words is the context.
And if
the context of a word is vital
or Hebrew
to understanding
to
its meaning. And remember, always interpret Scripture in light
next
of context.
In interpreting according to proper definitions
a concordance directs
the context.
Us
the context
to other various
of the word is vital
I'm sorry, a concordance directs
meaning.
Us to other verses
remember,
where the same word is used.
In light
you
of
would do well by examining every use of the word first by the same author.
Other various
and then by other Bible offers,
a concordance directs
to understand
to
how it's used throughout
where
the
scripture.
Same word is used.
You would do well by examining
interpret
every use
according
of the word first by the
grammar.
Same author.
It's
and
important
then by
that
Bible
the rules of grammar be noted and followed.
How it's used throughout the
interpretation must conform to grammatical rules.
Interpret
if you are in need of a refresher course, purchase a grammar book and study it.
It's important that
important
the rules of grammar be noted
to really
and followed.
Further our growth in understanding of the Scripture and for proper interpretation.
If you are in need of a refresher
what you have to
course,
do is train yourself to recognize
study.
The subject and related verbs of a sentence,
really
the direct object, adjectives, and adverbs.
And understanding of the Scripture
make sure you're able to correctly identify pronouns and their
what you have
antecedents.
To do is train
I know it
sounds like
to
we're
to
recognize
class,
the subject,
but these are very vital
verbs of a sentence,
and in
direct
having correct
object,
grammar
adjectives and adverbs.
Properly interpret the Scripture.
Make sure you're able to correctly identify
all of this
pronouns
and more
and
are crucial
to
obtain
like
correct
English class, but these are very vital.
Interpret according
having correct grammar
to historical,
properly
geographical, and cultural background.
All of this and
this
more
might sound
are
like history class.
To obtain
one of the great challenges of biblical interpretation is bridging the gap between time, place, and culture of the biblical authors
and
our
background.
Own culture today.
This might
a common
like
mistake of many is to read the Bible from a modern mindset while ignoring the fact that
time,
original authors lived in a different
and
time and place.
Of the biblical
we must research and recreate that time and place
a common mistake
in order to
of
better
many
understand
the
what the
Bible
authors meant when they say,
mindset,
wrote the Scripture.
While ignoring the fact that the
when
original
they wrote
authors
the
lived in a different time and place.
Bible encyclopedias, reference books, and commentaries can teach us much about the history and culture of a past. Bible atlases help us visualize the geographic surroundings. These
Bible
reference tools help us bridge the gap that separate us from the original
and
authors
much about
and help us better understand
the
true meaning of the Bible.
Bible atlases help us visualize the geographic
book,
surroundings.
Character, and topical studies.
These reference tools help
the Bible
us
can be
the
studied
that
in various ways.
Us from, the original
from a methodical study of an entire book
the meaning of the Bible.
To the comprehensive study of a specific Bible character
book,
to the thorough study
and
of
studies.
A Bible topic.
The Bible can
no matter
be
which is chosen, the principles of Bible study still apply.
Book, to the
consider the following when undertaking book, character,
to the
or topical
study
studies
of a Bible topic.
Book
no
study.
Matter which is chosen,
a book study involves studying through an entire book of the Bible.
Consider
this is the best way to learn God's message in an entire book,
character,
and to learn
study.
His will for us through that book.
Book study. A book
the first thing you
want
to do in book study is identify
the
author.
Book
the author.
Of the Bible.
Getting to know the author
this
helps
the best
us understand
way to learn
their perspective of what is shared in the book. For example,
his will for us,
although Matthew and Luke both wrote about the life of Jesus, because Matthew was a Jew and Luke was a Gentile,
their Gospels reflect
the different viewpoints that they had when they wrote their text.
Although Matthew and Luke both wrote about the life of Jesus,
is also important when doing a book
because Matthew was a Jew and Luke was a
Gentile. Understanding the historical background of the book gives you its context in relation to the surrounding events in history. For example, the prophetic books of Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, and Isaiah were all written at various times when the surrounding nations of Assyria, Babylon, and Persia were rising and falling, all impacting the nation of Israel. The dates of the book. When you know the dates, it gives an understanding of the time frame involved. For example, knowing that Israel remained in Egypt for over 400 years between the time of Joseph and Moses gives us an appreciation of why the Israelites wanted to return to Egypt.
Knowing that
as far as they knew, Egypt was their only home, a place of security, even though it was a place of slavery.
Appreciation of why the Israelites wanted to return to Egypt.
Most Bible studies will include an introduction to each book that gives the purpose of the book. Knowing the purpose helps to understand the author's main message that God is trying to reveal
to the reader. Most Bible studies will include an introduction to each book.
Now look at a character study.
Knowing the purpose,
a character study of the Bible involves carefully studying through the entire life of a Bible character in order to learn God's lessons through that person's life.
Look at a character study.
Once you've selected a character study, use an exhaustive concordance to locate every passage that mentions this character. Read through the passages and their context several times to gain a good overview of this character's life. Copy these passages in sequence in a notebook and make a chart of the main events in the character's life, listing them as scripture relates
to
them.
This
list will help you see the life and all its events as a whole. It will also help you see the progression of this character's life and how God works in and through it. Make a list of the spiritual truths and principles taught by these passages. This list will be what the Bible teaches about this character's life. Share these notes and the results of your study with someone who is familiar and more mature with these principles and methods in order to develop accountability and protection from error.
Share these notes.
Apply these spiritual truths and principles that God teaches you through this study of His Word
and methods in order to develop accountability.
That's the biggest part. And it's not just studying the Bible to learn.
Apply these spiritual truths and principles.
Learn about
that God teaches you.
Learn about the history.
This study of His Word.
But it's about understanding the spiritual dynamic that it will be able to be applied directly to your life.
Learn about the Bible.
A topical study involves a careful and thorough study of a specific topic addressed in Scripture. These may be theological in nature, such as a study of Jesus, salvation, sin, Christ's return, miracles, and faith, and many other topics. Or there may be general topics of interest, such as parenting, marriage, forgiveness, worship,
study of many of other salvation, sin, Christ's return.
Once you've selected a topic to study, again, use an exhaustive concordance to locate every verse that mentions this topic.
Worship,
a topical concordance is especially helpful to direct you to the related verses that speak about this selected topic.
Again, use an exhaustive concordance.
Read through the passages and their context several times again to gain a good overview of what the Bible is teaching you about this topic.
To the related verses that
copy
speak
these passages into a notebook.
Topic.
Do you see the trend of studying
read
the Bible?
Read through the passages and their context several times
exhaustive
again
research.
To gain a good
there's
overview
writing
of what
down
the
these scriptures.
You
there's
about
rereading
this topic.
These scriptures. There's making a list of spiritual truths and principles taught by these passages. And again, this list will tell you what the Bible teaches about this topic.
Writing down these scriptures.
And again, share these notes and the results of your study with someone who's familiar and more mature with these principles and methods in order to develop accountability and protection from error and interpretation. And lastly, you apply all these spiritual truths and principles to your life that God would teach you through His Word as you study it
and interpreting the scripture.
There are personal and group studies which are
all these spiritual truths.
And it's not what you know, it's what you do with what you know.
That God would teach you.
There is much wisdom in that stage
you study it.
Unless what is learned is applied, then what was learned was vanity.
And it's not what you know.
Utilize what was learned personally and with other people.
in that statement.
In a personal study, unless every Christian should have a personal study Bible regimen.
Was vanity.
Research God's word utilize and discover his will for your life. And too many believers depend solely on the pastor, the teacher,
and a personal
or someone
study,
else to feed them God's word, which limits and stunts their spiritual Bible growth and regimen. Fruitfulness.
Research
the first thing you want to do when you have a personal study
life,
is commit yourself to a personal study of God's Word.
Pastor, the teacher,
you want to then set goals to study a selected book, character, or topic.
The first thing you want to do
then
when
you
want to
determine a place and time for your
personal
Bible
study of God's Word.
Next, you want to keep a journal of your study for future reference as well as to share with other people. And then you want to invest in a good study Bible, different translations, and other reference resources. Let me repeat that for you one more time about your own personal study. You want to commit to it and study the Word of God. You want to set goals when you select and study a book, a character, or topic. You want to determine a place and a time that fits you. You want to be productive in the time. You want to keep a journal for future reference as well as to document the wonderful things that God has done as you've continued to study. And the last thing is you definitely want to invest in a good study Bible with different translations. And as you mature and continue to hunger, get a resource material. Now with a group study, studying this way with others can make Bible study very interesting. A group study may motivate you more than if you do it alone.
Resource material.
Group Bible studies tend to enhance observations, interpretations, and applications as you share and learn from one another.
Very interesting.
When you study with others, it offers a greater protection from erroneous interpretations.
Bible studies tend to
studying the Bible with others keeps you accountable to apply what you've learned.
As you share and learn from one another.
Group Bible studies also help foster fellowship and building relationships.
From erroneous interpretations.
And lastly,
studying the Bible,
you'll be willing to receive correction.
To apply what you've learned.
I said you will be, but we need to be willing to receive correction as well as give it, to discuss and not argue,
and lastly,
which tends to be unfruitful.
You'll be willing to receive
so again, in a group study,
I said you will be, but
you can get so much out of it,
willing to
more than just
correction, as well as
understanding
it,
the word from your perspective. You get the other perspective.
Which tends to be unfruitful.
You have spiritual maturity
so again,
levels within
in
the group,
study,
so it's a protection from erroneous interpretation.
You can get so much out of it, more than just.
And we can learn some things through the Scripture where we can receive correction as well as give it. To be spiritually mature, to have discussions and not arguments, which tend to be unfruitful. So I want to thank you for your time. This has been the study of the Word of God.
As well as give it.
God bless.
Be spiritually mature, to have discussions.